Ignorance and taboo of death. Perhaps you might be thinking, why on earth he has to talk about the death? Aren't there any other topics to talk? Well, we can keep our prejudices aside and we can discuss this topic openly. Life is dear to every living being. The greatest threat to the life is the death. Every living being trembles at the death. Not like the other species, human beings, they are fully aware that one day they have to die. Despite of the fact that we have to die one day, we purposefully, intentionally ignore the death and we make the death a taboo. But why do we do that? Human beings make the death a taboo because of two strong reasons. One of them is fear. The other one is worry. Whenever we think of death, whenever we talk about death, in our mind, fear arises. Now, looking at the fear from evolutionary psychology, we can see, in fact, this fear is necessary. This fear is essential for our survival. It is because of the fear to death that we always become vigilant and keep ourselves away from danger. It is the fear of death trigger the response either to fight or flight. So in this sense, fear is not only normal, and it is also essential for our survival. At the same time, we also do not know where, when, and how the death will happen that make us more frightened. The death can happen anywhere. We might die while we are in our own house, in living room, in bedroom, or somewhere else. Or the death might happen when we are in our office, workplace, or on the road, or somewhere else. We do not know where it will happen. We also do not know when the death will happen. The death can happen at any moment in our life. Like a flower or a fruit or a leaf can fall from a tree to the ground at any moment So is the death. Some people die even before they are born, what we call miscarriage. Some die, or some are already dead when they are born, stillbirth. Some die after few hours, few days or months or years, when they are toddlers, when they are in very young age. Sometimes they die when they are in their prime youth or in old age. We do not know when it will happen. We also do not know how the death will happen. It can be a peaceful death, or it can be a violent death. Death can happen because of old age, because of sickness, because of natural disasters, or human-created conflicts, war and terrorism, accidents and many other causes can be the cause of the death. So we do not know when, where, how it happens. So when we think of the death, it makes us so frightened. We have so much fear towards the death. So what do? We simply ignore, hide the death under the carpet. Do not look at it. Do not think of it. Do not talk about it. We make it a taboo. Another reason why we make it a taboo is our own worry. If you notice, whenever we think of death, in our mind arises worry. We become so sad. We feel so sad to die. We feel sad and worry because of our own attachment. We have so much attachment to our own body. Our mind thinks that body belongs to mind. Mind clings to the body and grab the body. Mind like this body so much. Why does mind like this body so much? Because this body is the source for pleasure. Mind can enjoy the pleasure through the body. So this body has got 5 hot spots: eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and the body itself. Through these 5 sense faculties, we grab the pleasure. We want to enjoy. So mind has got so much desire, so much craving. So mind uses the body to satisfy its desire. Sometimes this body is so tired. It wants to rest. But it's still, your mind forces you to watch the movie that you like, even in the middle of the night, because mind wants it. Sometimes your body is so tired, even though your eyes want to rest, you are still forced to play your video games. You know that alcohol, drugs, all these are harmful to the body. But the mind doesn't care. Mind wants pleasure. So mind forced the body. Sometimes the patient knows that certain foods and drinks are harmful for their disease, but it's still mind forced them to take. So mind is here using the body to enjoy the pleasure. So when death happens, mind knows that it has to give up the body. So mind feels so sad for the simple reason because mind doesn't have the access to these pleasure through the body. So at the moment, the death happens. Whenever we think of separation from the body, whenever we talk about separation of the body, which is the death, we feel so sad. On the other hand, we also have so much attachment, craving, and desire outside the body, whatever the pleasure that brings to us. Your wife, your children, your wealth, power, popularity, fame, name, all these bring you pleasure and happiness. As long as your wife can satisfy your eyes through her beauty, you attach to her, you want her. As long as she behaves as you want, you're happy. As long as she provides you, cares you with your emotional needs and with your physical needs, and as long as she satisfies you, and you're happy, and this is what you want. But if you were to think that one day you have to separate from her, who brings so much pleasure to you, and you feel so sad because of your own attachment. If the same wife doesn't behave as you want and doesn't provide what you want, and you will not have attachment towards her, and you will not feel so sad when you think that you have to be separated from her. So in the same manner, this works for everyone. So we feel sad because of our own attachment towards this body and the sense pleasure. So simplest way not to be worried is to ignore the death. Do not talk about it. Do not think about it. So because of fear and because of worry, there arise many other secondary factors like stress, tension, agony, misery, many other factors. So we simply ignore the death. But when we ignore the death as a way of running away from fear and worry, and we develop another problem. What is this problem? When you ignore the death, you develop ignorance for the simple reason you ignore it. To what extent you ignore the death, to that extent you make your ignorance stronger. Now, suppose, friends, in your house, you lock down one room. You do not open this room. So this room is dark because there is no light. And it is locked. Nobody can go there. After some time, what will happen? There will be dust. Eventually, it can be a breeding ground for insects. White ants might make their houses. Mice might make their houses there. Or sometimes even snakes might come there and reside there. After a few months, few years later, this abandoned room become a hot spot for insect breeding. Now, your children They are so curious about this house, this room. And they will ask about this room. And they will want to open this room. And you will tell the children, do not open that room. It is very dangerous. If you open that room, something bad will happen to you. So children will grow up. They will grow up with fear, with curiosity about unknown situation of this room, which is locked. Sometimes even the daytime, the children might hear some sounds coming from this room because of the insects or because of the snakes or rats or whatever, whoever live in there. So the children will become frightened. And eventually the parents will die and they will, the children will grow up and they will become adults and they will get married and they will have their own children. Now when these children ask about this room which is abandoned, and they will teach what they learn from their parents. Do not talk about it. Don't try to open that room. Something bad will happen to you. So in this way, from generation to generation, this room kept locked and never opened, and we do not know what is there. So this is exactly what has happened to human mind. In our mind, among many other compartments and rooms, the room which has got the label of death has been locked many centuries, many thousands of years perhaps. Because of that, we have developed a lot of superstitious belief about the death. We have so much fear towards the death. Some of the funeral rites and what we do, if you were to observe, they do not have any scientific base. And they are based on superstitious belief. And they cannot provide any rational ground. But we still carry on. Even today we do them. Nobody is there to question. And only thing we are taught and we know, that if you were to talk about that, something bad will happen. Bad luck will come to you. As long as we ignore the death and keep it under locker and close this room, the only thing which develops is ignorance. So now, the Buddha comes forward. Buddha, he doesn't tolerate ignorance. He shines forth like bright sun. He illuminates the world and dispels the darkness. He encourages his followers to open the door and go into the room and examine it carefully. Observe it. So Buddha encouraged to develop mindfulness on death. It's a form of meditation. If you want to develop mindfulness on death, and eventually it will bring greater benefits. And it will destroy the ignorance. The Buddha says, monks, developing mindfulness on death bring greater benefits and results. It will merge in deathless. It will end in deathless. Therefore, monks, you should practice mindfulness on death. Now, if you notice very carefully, the mindfulness goes against ignoring. When you ignore, you develop ignorance. When you are mindful, you develop wisdom, understanding. The key to enlightenment is mindfulness. Buddhism teach mindfulness-based meditation as a method to develop wisdom and eventually get rid of the delusion which hold all our fear, worry, tension, agony, and many other miseries. The system of developing mindfulness and eventually break through delusion and achieving enlightenment is known as Vipassana Bhavana, insight meditation. I'm not going to elaborate about this meditation here. Instead of that, I will give you a few points how you can develop the mindfulness on death in your day-to-day life. Because I believe many of you are very busy and you do not have time to practice meditation in sitting posture. But still, if you really, really want to achieve wisdom and dispel the ignorance, and you can do that. So mindfulness on death can be developed in our day-to-day life. I'm sure sometimes you had to go and attend wakes, either your relatives or some people that you knew. When they die, you had to go and attend the funerals. What do you usually do? You might go there, light up some joss sticks, put your palms together, pay respect to the dead person, chat with the family members, express your condolence. You might send the flowers, or you might sit somewhere and eat and drink and come home. That's what usually you do. That's fine, you can continue to do that. But as a practicing Buddhist, you can introduce something new. In fact, this is not something new. This is what Buddha asked monks to do. Whenever you visit a wake next time, go to the person who is dead. And if you can look at the person, you look at that person and contemplate that sooner or later, you are also going to be like that. Evaṃ dhammo, evaṃ bhāvi, etaṃ anatītoti, as the Buddha says. This is the nature of this body. My body is also going to be like that. One day I will die. I'm not going to be different from this situation. Develop mindfulness on death at that particular moment. Think that at the moment of the death, you had to be separated from your loved ones. You had to be separated from whatever wealth, power, popularity, fame, and name. All these are to be let go. Think that beyond the death, you will move alone, go alone, based on your own karmic energy. Reflect about the person that you, if you were to know this person who is dead and gone. So in this way, you can develop mindfulness at that particular moment. Do not look away. Look at the death. Do not ignore. Be mindful on death. There might be occasions while you are driving, you might come across some places of funerals going on. At that moment, at that instant, just think, one day I will die. No one can stop it. Do not be scared. Nothing bad will happen to you. There is no bad luck that will happen to you just because you think like this. This is delusion. This is ignorance. This is a superstitious belief. There's no such thing as bad luck will happen to you because you think of the death. There might be times when you listen to the radio or watch TV news, you might hear that in such and such places people died because of this reason or that reason. Perhaps nowadays, in fact, you might hear about the death very often because of the coronavirus. You might hear about the death because of human-created conflicts, natural disasters. Whenever you hear about the death, do not shut off your ears. Pay attention, listen, and reflect. One day, I will have to face this situation. The death will come to me. When you read newspapers, if you happen to come across the announcement about the deaths, the obituaries, and all these, reflect at that instant that death will happen. So in this way, you can develop mindfulness on that while you are doing your daily activities. Furthermore, once in a while, in daytime, you can think of the death. You can think that I might die and separate from my loved ones anytime. I do not know when, where, how the death will happen, but it will happen. So in this way, casually, you can develop mindfulness on death. Now, what will happen to you if you were to develop mindfulness on death? Do you think that you are going to die so soon because of that? No. Do you think a bad luck will happen? No. But instead of these bad luck or bad things will happen, such kind of ideas, according to the Buddha's teaching, there will be greater benefits, wonderful benefits. Now, if you were to reflect on that and be mindful on that, there are these seven wonderful things happen in your life. Number one, you will refrain from evil. Now, all the religions teach after the death, you will be born either in hell or heaven. Those who do evil things, they will be born in hell. Those who do good things, they will be born in the heaven. The concept of hell and heaven, even though there are differences in Buddhist teaching, we do have hell and heaven, but they are not eternal. According to Buddhist teachings, those who do evil, wicked, immoral actions, after the death, they will be born in lower realms, lower to humans, like animal realms, ghost realms, and such kind of lower realms. So when you understand the teachings of the Buddha, the death is not the end. After the death, you are going to be born, depend on your own actions. And when you reflect death, death can come to me at any time. This will make you automatically to refrain from evil. Why? Because you do not want to be born in a lower realm. This is the first benefit. Second good thing will happen to you is, if you were to reflect and be mindful on death, then you will do good. Why do you do good? Because after the death, You will want to be born in pleasurable, favorable realm, higher realm, either as a human being or divine being. So by naturally, you will tend to do good. This is the second benefit that will happen to you. The third remarkable benefit will occur is that you will enjoy your wealth. Now, when you know that you will die anytime, and when you know yourself at the moment of the death, you cannot take your money with you, and you will try to use your money in a meaningful way. You will not become stingy for yourself, and you will not become stingy for the others. There are some people who work and earn and keep money, but they never spend. They do not spend for themselves. They do not spend for the others. And one day when they are dead and gone, someone else, it may be the government or the bank or someone else, will possess your wealth. So those who know that they are going to die, and they will enjoy their wealth while they are living, and they also will do the meritorious actions, practice dana, because they know after the death, these meritorious actions will bring them the results. The fourth remarkable thing will happen to you. You will let go of the grudges. You will not keep any anger, hatred in your mind towards anyone. Buddhism teach, if you harbor anger and hatred, and that can even go beyond the death, what will happen if you were to remember at the moment of the death, your hatred, your grudge, because of that you become unhappy, miserable, and then your next birth can become miserable as well. So when you understand that who knows who will die first, and after all, nothing is permanent, why should I keep these grudges? Then the grudges will disappear. The Buddha says, Parechana vijananti maya metta yama masi. Some people do not know that one day they will die. Yecha tatta vijananti tato sammanti medaga. But those people who understand that one day they will die, then they let go the grudges and maintain the peace. So if you were to be mindful on that, you will let go the grudges. Number five, you will treasure the relationship. When you think and know that you might die soon or later, leaving behind your wife, or if you were to think that you might die leaving behind your parents, or they might die leaving behind you, we do not know who will die first. When you think in this way, and you really started to treasure the relationship while they are living, no point of crying over when someone is dead and gone. Treasure the relationship while they are living here and now. Express your love, care, concern. Show them through your actions while they are living. What's the point of building something or doing something in the name of your loved ones if you fail to take care of that person while that person was living with you face to face? So the real way of taking care of each other is while living. So when you think of the death, you tend to treasure the relationship. Number six, if you were to be mindful on that, you will die peacefully. At the moment of the death, you will not have fear to death, fear to die. Why? Whenever we think of the death, contemplate on death, we deepen our understanding about the death. We understand the death is natural as birth, and we eventually let go of our fear and we accept the fact in life. Now, at the moment of the death, when you reflect back carefully your life, if you go through again the list, you have refrained from evil, so you do not have fear that you will be born in a lower realm. But instead, you have done good, so you are confident that you have a lot of merits, and you have enjoyed your wealth. You do not have worry, attachment anymore, thinking what will happen to my wealth after I'm dead and gone. And you have let go of the grudges, and you have peace at that moment, and you have treasured the relationship, and you know that you have done your best to take care of your loved ones. And now, with these conditions, you become so strong at the moment of the death. You will have a pleasant mind, peaceful mind. You will not have attachment, negativity in the mind. You can easily let go and move to your next life. This is a smooth transition. Number seven, as a result of practicing the mindfulness on death, and because it affects your way of speech and actions and character, you became someone that who will be born either in the human realm or divine realm after the death. So after the death, you will be born in a pleasurable, favorable realm. This is the seventh wonderful benefit. Now, on top of all these seven, I still have to make one more factor very clear as a Buddhist. As Buddhists, our last goal is to attain enlightenment. Reflection on death, mindfulness on death, make us so diligent in life to practice the Noble Eightfold Path. Life is so short. We do not know when the death will come. When you understand, you treasure the life, you will take every opportunity to practice the Dhamma and follow the Noble Eightfold Path. The Buddha says, Appamado amata padang. Diligence is the path to deathlessness. So here, deathlessness is enlightenment. Those who practice the noble path diligently, they attain enlightenment. Pamado machuno padang. Those people who are not diligent, those who are lazy and indolent, and they repeatedly die again and again, means they are going round and round in this cycle of existence, and they cannot get rid of ignorance. Appamattana miyanti. Diligent ones, they do not die. Here the diligent ones means those who achieve enlightenment, and they are beyond the death. They go beyond the realm of death. Yepamatta yata mata. Those who are lazy and indolent, even though they are living, they are almost like dead. So here Buddha encouraged diligent practice. So when you think of the death, you become diligent in your practice. Just before Buddha passed away, once and for all, he addressed the monks and said these words, Vaya dhamma sankhara appamadena sampadita. All the conditioned things are impermanent. Work diligently to attain enlightenment. So his last words, work diligently to attain enlightenment. When you are mindful on death, you become diligent. Now friends, we have two options available. You are free to take any options you like. First option is, we ignore the death and we develop ignorance. Then we can continue to have our fear, worry, stress, tension, agony, and we can develop ignorance and remain in the birth and death cycle. We can repeatedly die again and again. This is the first option. The second option the Buddha encouraged us to follow, in fact, out of great compassion, is the opposite of it. Instead of ignoring, be mindful. Develop mindfulness. By developing mindfulness on death, we become diligent in life, and then we follow the Noble Eightfold Path, and eventually we will break through the delusion and become awakened ones. So this is the second option. So we are free to choose either, but as Buddhists, Buddha always encouraged us to follow the second option. So I think this much is enough as a talk. We still have around 10 minutes for Q&A.